Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, our podcast series relating the day's gospel reading of key dates of Lent and Easter to a film that strikes a similar chord. Now, for Eastertide, I'm joined by Father Robert King, a priest of the Clifton Diocese, but not only that, a film scholar, an academic, and an all-round good bloke. So, Robert, we've arrived at Corpus Christi, and the film that you're looking at today is Monsignor Quixote, a TV film from 1987.
Yeah, I hope you'll forgive me that one, James. I know you're a purist and a true cineast, and I've gone for one that wasn't put out for the cinema, but for TV. Yeah, I'm going to argue with you and prove, well, not argue with you, but reason with you, and try to prove that it's a decent film that's worthy of serious discussion.
So, go on then, I'll give you your chance. Corpus Christi, why this one?
Well, it's based on the Graham Greene novel of the same title, Monsignor Quixote, the eponymous title. And really it tells a story, for anyone who hasn't read the book or seen the film, of a simple Spanish priest, played in this case by Alec Guinness. And his whole life is turned upside down when he's told he's got to move. And he decides for the first time in his life to take a holiday. And off he goes with his good friend, who was a communist mayor who just lost his seat. And an unlikely friendship, but they decide to go off on holiday together. And as they go off on their holiday, they journey, they stop for food, they talk along the way, drink a lot of wine. Yeah, in that wine, vino veritas, there is certainly truth. You know, they exchange a number of different views. They recognise that they share a common love for humanity, although their belief structures are, of course, very, very different. They mull over the larger sort of questions of life. You know, each given their own perspective. Things go horribly wrong for the Monsignor. You know, his life unravels when he's away from his parish, and he loses direction in some ways, and he's much misunderstood. His bishop didn't really care for him. He gets the sort of brunt of the bishop's anger.
I am trying very, very hard to believe that you are too ill to realise what a dangerous situation you are in.
Well, I suppose that applies to all of us. When we begin to think.
Towards the end of the film, one of the most moving bits for me is the Monsignor's hunger for the Eucharist. He desires, as he's ill, to celebrate Mass one last time. And in a very powerful scene, he doesn't actually celebrate Mass, but goes through the motions in a dream, like trance. It speaks volumes to me, because it shows a man who, you know, has come a bit unravelled, but that love of God is still absolutely integral.
Well, Robert, we often see that journey, don't we, in cinema? We see that journey of the person, of the soul, journey of faith, journey of mind and body. It's probably quite pertinent for Corpus Christi that it's ended at the Eucharist for him, even in this slightly unorthodox fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. In many ways, Corpus Christi is really a celebration of Catholic identity as much as Eucharistic theology, because we are a Eucharistic people. As the papal encyclical says, where we're called to be a Eucharistic people. We're called to become what we celebrate. We are called to become the body of Christ. And in the Eucharist, we recognise Christ in the breaking of bread. And a part of that is recognising our own brokenness and allowing that broken bread to heal us so that we might be put back together in and through Christ, not just drawing strength from the Eucharist, but really being transformed to become that presence of Christ here on earth.